בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, חנוכה שמח. חז"ל teach us, the source of all the גלויות is גלות מצרים. The source of all the גאולות is גאולת מצרים. Amor, we understand what happened in גלות מצרים. We can come more close to go out from the galut what we stay and to erav to the geula atida b'siyata nishmaya. I would like to take this opportunity in Chanukah to share with you very very interesting insight about galut and geulat mitzrayim and how it is relevant for us in ימי החנוכה and the parasha will take place immediately after Chanukah every year, parashat vayigash. And we will start in this way. The Torah teaches in paragraph 1 when Yaakov Avinu prepared himself to move to Egypt to visit Yosef. His plan is to see him for a few weeks and to return back to Eretz Israel. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him in the night, the last night in Eretz Israel, ויאמר אלוקים לישראל במראות הלילה, ויאמר יעקב, יעקב, ויאמר הנני. ויאמר אנוכי יקל אלוקי אביך, אל תירא מרדה מצרימה, כי לגוי גדול השמחה שם. Not worry to move to Egypt. Difficult place, not so easy, but don't worry, I will make you come from you special and big nation. אנוכי ארד עמך מצרימה, ואנוכי אהלך גם עלו. It means, I will take care of you from A to Z, in the way to Egypt, and from Egypt, back to Eretz Israel. Now, הקדוש ברוך הוא says something else. If you have pain, you can put line with a pain. ויוסף ישית ידו על עיניך. יוסף, he will put his hand of your eyes. What is mean, Yosef, you put his hand of your eyes? What the Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Yaakov? Comes Ibn Ezra and explain to us in paragraph 2. Yosef yashit yado al enecha b'motcha kach minag ha'chaim im ha'metim. And Baruch Hu explain in paragraph 3, Yosef yashit yado al enecha ya'atzim enecha k'shetamut. In other way, he say to him, the minag is when the father passed away, the children close his eyes. I promise you, Yosef will close your eyes. In other way, יפתחו, בעל הטורים continue and say, שלא ימות בחייו. And obviously, not only Yosef never passed away in the life of Yaakov, all the שבטים. Because if one of the שבטים passed away in the life of Yaakov, this is very sad. And very bad for Yaakov Avinu after everything what he had in his life. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to him, don't worry, not one of your children will die in your life. You will see all of them until your last moment in this world. But the question about this explanation, why Kadosh Baruch Hu mentioned specifically Yosef? Yosef yashit yado alenecha is mean Yosef will close your eyes. The possibility to say not Yosef will close your eyes, who? Your children. And your children will take, how the Pesuk say, Yosef yashit yado alenecha, your children will put the end of your eyes. It mean you will see them until your last moment in this world. Nobody of them will pass away before you die. The question is of this explanation, why is it possible to say by Yosef, specifically about Yosef, not about the, all the children. Comes the Rashbam and the Sforno and take us to other direction. And they say, before, Yosef yashit yado alenecha al inyanecha v'tzrochecha. V'yishtadel ha'asotam. It means he will take care of you from A to Z. No, you don't need to worry about anything. You send Yehuda in front of you. Dovet for you b'smedrash. The Besmidas is ready. You can sit and study Torah in this place all your life. Don't worry about anything. I will take care of you from A to Z. Sforno says it's more clear. Paro Bapai, Kashit Yadu Alenecha. Lo Titzterech Lefkoach Enecha Velehasik Hapatzecha. You don't need to open your eyes to look left and right to get what you need for your life. Ki Yosef Yagiyam Elecha. בזולת השגחתך, יוסף will take care of you, move this from your head, you said, you okay. ולא תצטרך אתה להתעסק עם המצרים, הבלתי ראויים לקרוב אליך. You don't need to deal with any one of the Egyptians. You have exactly what you have in Eretz Israel, you will have in Egypt, and Yosef will take care of you completely. This is also a nice explanation, but again, this explanation also a little bit problem. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to say this? It's so obviously. Yosef never had kibudah for many, many years, about 20 years. It's for sure in the years what Yosef and Yaakov stay together, he will try to do how much he can catch up to all the years what you know have the opportunity of kibudah, but for sure, naturally, he will take care of his father from A to Z. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't need to say this to us. It's for this reason, our first question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to you, to Yaakov Avinu, the last night in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef yashit yado alenecha. Yosef, he will put his hand of your eyes. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want to say to him? And moreover, to explain this a little bit more deep, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, I will take care of you. When you move to Egypt, Anochi ered imcha, and I will take care of you when you come back from Egypt. It means Yosef. How Yosef can do something what HaKadosh Baruch Hu never do. He promised them everything. Is Yosef can give something else what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give. How we explain this statement, Yosef yashit yado alenecha. Good, clear? This is question number one. Question number two. Thereafter, also this coming week, this coming parasha, thereafter, a few days after, maybe a few days after Rubei, Yaakov Avinu arrived in Egypt. He arrived in Egypt, and this special moment takes place, Paro Gopser, a six, Pasuk of Tet, Vayesor Yosef Merkavdo, Vayah Likrat Yisrael Aviv Goshna, he takes his wagon to see his father in Goshna, Vayelayla, וייפול על צוואריו וייף על צוואריו עוד וייפול על צוואריו is Rashi explained to us in this time קרא קריאת שמע פרו נוסבן ואמרו רבותינו שהיה קורא קריאת שמע this Rashi mentioned והקשו and מהר"ל asked דברי רשי למה יוסף לא קרא קריאת שמע כיוון דשאר קריאת שמע, יאיק איזה טעם הוא קרישמע, תורי, וואי, יוסף אולצון עברית קריאת שמע, שתוך לומר שהקדים או איחר, כזרזים מקדימים, if it's time of קריאת שמע, is obviously, יעקב אין יוסף, need in this moment, תורי קריאת שמע, ושעה אחת לכולם, same time to both of them, ועוד, מנענה, שקרא קריאת שמע, שמה יתפלל, הוא נו, יריד קריאת שמע, maybe he doesn't. And if you can ask us a question, what happened if your father read Kriyat Shema? And you want to say to him something. Now what do you do? You wait a few minutes until he finishes and he's back to him. If Yaakov Avinu read Kriyat Shema and Yosef sees his father read Kriyat Shema, you wait over 20 years, wait a few minutes, give your father to finish Kriyat Shema, and after that give him a big hug and all your emotion will come outside. I'm sure also your father is, why? Why Yosef immediately fall off his shoulder. Why? If he read Kriyat Shema. And obviously the question was the Maharal also asked, why Yosef himself never read Kriyat Shema? How we know he read Kriyat Shema? Maybe he doesn't. Very, very interesting situation. What Rashi mentioned, Kara Kriyat Shema. And the last question, in the end of the coming Parsha, after the family in Egypt, in the beginning, still, they have time of starving in Egypt. Later, because Yaakov Avinu arrived, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Egyptian, the ears of starving stop, because Yaakov Avinu and they recognize this and appreciate this. But in the time when they arrive in Egypt, still the time of the starving takes place, and all the Egyptians come to Yosef HaTzadik and say to him, we not have anything what to eat. Is Yosef? First, collect all the money which the Egyptians have, all the money, because they need to pay for the food, and all the money he gives to Paro. Now, Pasuk Tedva, third line. Vayitom ha-kesef me-eretz Mitzrayim, u-me-eretz Kna'an, vayavo kol Mitzrayim el-Yosef, לאמור, אבא לנו לחם, ולאבא נמות. We don't have money, but please give us something to eat. We don't want to die. כי אפס כסף. ויאמר יוסף, פסוק תצאים כאן פוטליים, אבו מכניכם, bring all your animals, pay me with your animals. ואתה לכם ומכניכם, כי אפס כסף. Fine. So bring all the animals, and they have the food. אפס זה bring the סוסים, קני הצון, בקר, חמורים, etc. etc. פסוק יתחם. ותיתום השנה היא, זה פוד וצגת מספורי, ויבוא אליו בשנה השנית, ויאמרו לו, לא נכחד מאדוני, כי דם הכסף, ומקנה הבהמה אל אדוני, לא נשאר לפני אדוני, בלתי עם קביעתנו ואדמתנו, ונותב אניס, no money, no animals, only ourselves and our land. למה נמות? גם אנחנו, גם אדמתנו, קנה אותנו, ואת אדמתנו בלחם, הנה אנחנו ואדמתנו, אבדים לפרעה. Take us, take our property, and we'll come straight to Paro. ותן זרע ונחלה ולא נמות. והדבר נשאר. ויקל יוסף את אדמת מצרים, he take all the hell estates, the property with the air, only this, and what he do with the Egyptian, he switch it from one place to the other place. If somebody live in one town, he move now to the other town, from one city to the other city. My last question is, why Yosef make all this? Yosef had mission from Paro. Paro recognized his genius, his unique person. He saved the economy of Egypt and almost he saved all the world. His mission is to keep all the Egyptians alive. That's what his mission. Now, they don't have money, give them to eat. They don't have, give them to eat immediately. Why you take from them the money, you take from them the animals, you take from them the houses? Why? What stayed behind this? Why he needs this? Anyways, they need to stay alive. And obviously, Paro never take all the animals. The animals stay with Paro, with the people. And also the houses stay with them. What stayed behind this? What really you said when he makes this to the Egyptian year after year? What to teach us and what to teach the Egyptians? This is the three questions we want to ask. In Hanukkah, in the fifth candle of Hanukkah, and to see how the Islamic Parsha, whatever will take place immediately after Hanukkah, go to bring us very interesting insight about the Hanukkah candles, about Galut and Geulat Mitzrayim, and how it's relevant for us in our daily life. Is again short and clear. Question number one. What exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to say to Yaakov when after he promised him, I take you to Egypt, I bring you back from Egypt, don't worry, you said, he said to him, ויוסף ישית ידו עליך, יוסף will put his hand off his eyes. What exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to say to Yaakov? And question number two, when Yaakov arrived to Egypt, and the special moment that all the family look for, take place, in under his father, fall off his shoulder, start to run. In this moment, Yaakov, read Kriyat Shema. Read Kriyat Shema. If it's time of Kriyat Shema, why Yosef never read Kriyat Shema? And why never wait until he finish? And this question is, what Yosef really want when he take from the Egyptian all the money, the property, the animals, he moves from place to place. What stay behind this process, what Yosef do with all the Egyptians? The explanation of all this question, obviously one aspect in Chazal, is Paro. Bet HaLevi, in Parashat Yitro, teach us very important lesson. And he says, follow. When we stay in our Sinai, and we say, all of us together, Nasa ben Ishma, this statement, Nasa ben Ishma, put us in other stage. This statement say, we dedicate, and we bring all of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come out of the Hashem. What is mean? Employee, what he have contract with a person, what take him to the job, if he would like, he can box the contract in the middle of the day. He say, I'm sorry, it's not for me, nice to meet you. If I make you any damage until you find somebody else, or you go to lose money, I will pay you. But he can leave his job any minute when he wants. This is the status of employee. Slave, somebody will dedicate his life and give all his essence to the owner, to the master, he belongs to him for good forever. Moreover, somebody would give all himself to the owner, he need to do everything what he wants, also if he can lose his life. In other way, all the concept of Ya'areg Ve'al Ya'avor will take place only by us. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arot, Shpir Zdomi, the major three sin is only belong to us. Goy don't have the concept Ya'areg Ve'al Ya'avor. The opposite. Ya'avor, Avera, Ve'lo Ya'areg. Goy need to try to do the best. He is employee. He has 7 mitzvot, but he need to try to do the best. If he can, great. If he cannot, it's also good. Bayas is completely different. In other way, this statement, Nasim and Ishma, come and teach us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us, do what you want in your life. Pick any field what you like. But from time to start, and to say to myself, we need to say to ourselves, how I use what I have to raise Kvod Shamayim. How I can make more space to Hashem in my life. How much I can bring him more to this world. Chazal come and teach us something interesting about Rebbe, Parag of 10. Bishat Tirato Shel Rebbe, Zakaf Eser Tzvaotav Klapei Malam, and Rebbe passed away, he raised his head up, all his finger, and he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Goli V'yadu Alpanecha, שיגעתי בעשר אצבעותיי בתורה. You know, I steig and learn Torah all my life. ולא נהניתי אפילו מאצבע קטנה. I never enjoy anything in this world also with a small finger. היא רצון לפניך, שיהיה שלום ומנוחתי. יצאה ברקו ואמרה, יבוא שלום וינוחו על משכבותם. What is mean? Rebbe come and say, I never enjoy in this world also with a small finger. Rebbe was very, very rich man. And Rebbe said to us, if you can enjoy in this world from everything, anything what you can enjoy, and you don't enjoy, you go to punish this. Enjoy everything what you can in this world. This is for you. Is how Rebbe come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my 10th finger, I never enjoy also with Etzba Ketana. For sure Rebbe enjoy, but every time Rebbe enjoy what he said to himself, how I can use this to make more Kvod Shamayim. How I can feel more strong to do something much better. It's maybe in his mind, he stay in other place. In other way, two students, meet the break, go to Florida to spend 10 days vacation. One want to have vitamin D to look nice, to get the sun of his face, and only to rest. His friend go with him. But his friend have only in his mind, not only vitamin D, I go to rest, I will come back with more ambition and motivation to do great things. And I clean my head, I can more focusing about chesed, about tzedakah, about avodat Hashem. Both of them outside look exactly the same. They play tennis, both of them rest, both of them walk, but one, every minute is mitzvah. My other one is not mitzvah, not a bear. He enjoys his time. What makes it change? Nothing. Physically, mentality. What I have in my mind. Is mean, in the moment when we say nice and nishma, in other way, we take responsibility of the person what Shlomo HaMelech said, Bechol derachecha da'el. Bechol derachecha, any place, what you do, then never forget the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need to ask ourselves, how we can bring him more to our life, how I can take from this situation to motivate me to do it. Many other things, much better. Yaakov Avinu shows this to us, in all his life. And this also integrates in his name. Arizal say Yaakov, Yaakov is Yud of Shem Hashem. By Yaakov Avinu take place until the Akev. Akev is what? Him. Is me all is present. From the head to the heel is Shem Hashem. How is it supposed to say him? Lavan Gardi ותריאג מצוות, שמרתי. גרתי, תריאג, זה מדרס. is mean he stand very different situation in his life. Different situation. Challenge A, challenge B, etc. All his time. He asked himself, how I can take everything to Kibbutz Shammai. And remember, for sure you remember, before he passed away, he wanted to tell the children about the end of the days. And what happened? He forget. He worry maybe one of his children in the wrong way. Maybe he have small, little Esav or Ishmael in his arms. What the children say to him? Abba, Shema Yisrael, Abba, listen to us, Abba. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Echad sends you. Kashem Shein Belibcha Ela Echad, in your heart, is focusing to Hashem, and that is what you do by asking him. Now, Yaakov Avinu, this is all his life. He stay now in the big dilemma of his life. The moment what takes place now was the high dilemma and struggle what Yaakov Avinu have in his life more when he struggled with the angel. And what is the dilemma? He arrived in Egypt. You know what his real father never see his son over 20 years? We can also say one aspect is Fagan's son, because he's the son of Rachel. And you know he's unique. And you know also he looks same as his father. Chazal come and tells us. And now the moment takes place. All the family pray about this and wow, what did he do? To run to his son, to give him big hug, long hug, and tears, and all the family around with emotion moment, one time in life. Wow. But in essence, then he said to himself, 1 minute. Maybe he's a son yourself. He's not saying how I know him 20 years ago. Maybe he changed. Maybe he's not a chad with Kutcha Brichu. Maybe he's come a little bit acher. You know what is the difference in Hebrew between a chad and acher? Not the translation, one and different. Between echad and acher, when you look on the letter, aleph is aleph, chet is chet, say, what is the difference between daled and reish? The yud in the top of the reish makes the letter daled. If you take this out, is what you have? Acher. Correct? This is the difference. Maybe yourself is not completely echad b'zkut shavrichu. Maybe all the years in Egypt affect them in some way. And if you tell me, Rega, how you can say this? The brother come and say, Abba, Od Yosef Chai, Bechi Moshelu Bechol Mitzrayim, Yosef is alive, and he in charge of all Egypt. He's unbelievable. He's great tzaddik. Yaakov say, 1 minute. How many hours, my children, talk to Yosef? How many hours, my children, spend with Yosef? Maybe 5 hours, eat together, maybe 2 more, 2 less. How is it always Yosef? They spend time with him in his daily life. They know what happened to him all the 20 years. How is that? They see him in the palace. But they never see him in the daily life. It's maybe Yosef is not a chad. If he is not a chad, I cannot come a chad with him. It's what I will do. What big love I have in this moment. To Hashem? To stay a chad with Hashem? Or to my son, what my feeling and excitement say to me, go, run to him, give him up, stay with him. He's in dilemma. What he do? He stay. He never move. He never move. And Yaakov run, and Yosef run, fall off his shoulder, and start to cry, and the post say, Vayef God. What does it mean by Yev God? In Masechet Kala, I show immediately, he wants to give kiss to his father. And he not give him. You listen what I say to you. He wants to give kiss to his father. And he stopped in this moment. Because by Yaakov Avinu, Echad, B'zkut Shabrichu is me, anything that is not pure Echad, cannot come apart from Yaakov Avinu. But immediately after, when he recognized how Yosef is real Yosef HaTzadik, nobody gets this title for all the children, Yosef HaTzadik.
And he understands and he sees how he raised two children in this challenged place, Egypt. He said to him, my son, you're not only one of the Shvatim, you also have Gimel Avot, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, but we have one more, Yosef. He is the Av of the Galut. He is the leader how to cross Galut and not to lose, to understand to whom we belong. And because you also have, first, we find his name twice, end of Bereishis, Vayamat Yosef, Bebnei Yosef Shanim, beginning of Shemot, Vayamat Yosef Bechol Echad, Shemot is Sefer Rabbanim, Bereishit is Sefer Ha'avot. He also, and his two children come what? Shvatim. Moreover, when Yosef passed away, when Yaakov Avinu passed away, the pasuk say, all the children around him, only Yosef fall off his face, vayipol al panav, vayevk, vayishaklo. One of the children only give kiss to the other after he passed away. Who is this? Yosef. Why only Yosef? This is to give him back the kiss what he missed when 17 years ago his father came to Egypt. Because he really don't know who is this exactly. He stopped. Now only he gets this privilege by Shakri Ali. Wow. Look inside. A little bit. What we found in Masechet Kala, paragraph 11. אהבה רצונך ורצון חברך בפני רצון שמיים. אהבה רצונך, move you, you רצון. Move what you really want to do, and רצון חברך, what they accept for you, בפני רצון שמיים, שכן מצינו ביעקב אבינו, שלא נשק ליוסף בנו. הנה מכיסי שם, והמי לא נשק ליסבור דילמה, איידי רגילה, עתותי נשי, אגב שוטרי, maybe it's a woman in Egypt, pull him, because it's look gorgeous. יחדי בעירה אליו, היפול הצברה, ויפק הצברה בוד. היו, בלי זכותליים, בא אל עמיד שקי, יוסף want to kiss his father, you see, sir, man, היו, בא אל עמיד שקי, ולא שב יקלם, he never given, יחדי ויפק הצברה בוד. Now he cried, Abba, why? I want to kiss you, why not? והיינו כי נחנף שם, but when he passed away, כתיב, ויפק עליו, ואישה. Yefkala Baisha. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, you continue. Pilei Plaim. Is we understand who is Yaakov Avinu, what is me, completely purity, and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only Echad, Ahave Retzoncha V'Retzon Chaverecha, Mipnei Retzon Shamayim. If he is not really in Sam, Madrega, maybe the Egyptian, move him. He's not Retzon Shamayim for Yaakov Avinu. He is one of the bagel, one of the galgalim in the Merkava, Yaakov Avinu. But in the moment when he recognizes who is Yosef, wow, look what happened. Look what he gets. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Shvatim, his children. Only he, Baisha, when he passed away. Now, Yaakov Avinu really can't say is mitato shlema, all the children come together. But after Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to him, I take you to Egypt and I bring you back. I bring you back. What does mean I will bring you back? Don't worry. You return to Eretz Israel. But the question is, with who? How many of my children, generation after, will move back to Eretz Israel? How many of them will intermarry in Egypt? How many of them will survive and remember the great father is Yaakov and his father Yitzhak and his grandfather Abraham? How many? How many will remember this? They will have many questions to ask. And if they never get any answer, probably many of them will give answer to himself. And if they give answer to himself, it means he's out of the way. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu come and say to Yaakov, listen, I will take you to Egypt, I bring you back. But if you worry, how many will come back? If you worry, if your nation can grow in this deep gulf Mitzrayim? I give you answer to this question. Yosef yashit yado alenecha. What is mean Yosef yashit yado alenecha? What is mean? Yaakov Avinu have a lot of questions. A lot of questions. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ima sent me to get the bracha from Abba. She said to me, it's benevua beruach HaKodesh. I listened to Ima. What happened after? My brother won't kill me. In my last night in Eretz Israel, his son Elif has come and take everything what I have. I'm only sticking in my head. I listen to Abba, I go to Padan Aram to find my wife. Lavan play game with me and it worked 14 years to get to marry Rachel. What I promised to Rachel is going to happen. I decide after the children borrow to move, to stay a little bit more. I understand Lavan want to kill me and need to run away. He ran after me, thank God, I'm survived. He arrived in Eretz Israel, short time immediately, the second child of Rachel born, boom, she died in the moment of the birth, when she gave birth. She did not have opportunity to enjoy from the second child. We continue, we struggle with the angel. We continue, story in Shechem and Dinah. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now I arrive, thank God in Eretz Israel, is look relaxed, Vayeshev Yaakov, boom! Yosef and Enu. Later, boom, Shimon and Enu. Now they want to take Binyamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Masa. God, I cannot hold this. Yaakov and have question. But Yaakov and because his emunah is so strong, he have difficult, difficult time, but continues the emunah. What going to happen to people who don't have the stage of Yaakov Avinu? They don't have the emunah of Yaakov Avinu. They have question, and every question is right question. And we're allowed to ask questions. What going to happen with these people? Yosef will help you. Kadosh Baruch Hu say, I cannot help. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu not help? Because I call Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mi, Yirat Shamayim. If somebody decide to move from Yirat Shamayim to something else, he misled. But Yosef will watch. And he will have to save all your nation. How? Yaakov Avinu. If you have two choices in your life, choice A, Yosef will stay in the house. Some tension between the brothers and yourself. This level, I level, but the dogs, they sit together, they say Zmirot Shabbos together, they eat with you together, everything look very, very set, very smooth. But when you will die, the world war will start between the brothers. About what he said before, about what he say now, and the family will split for good. Option A. Option B, you never see your son for many, many years. The son who like him so much, he looks him with you. Now as a son, in each age, the brothers say stories in the jail, who knows if they say it's right or not. Now they want to take Binyamin, and after all the problems what you have all your life, but you know in the end, you will see in your eyes how the family is one for good forever. It takes time, maybe 20 years, maybe more. What you pick, Yaakov Avinu? What Yaakov Avinu will answer? I don't care not to see my son 40 years. If I know the future, all the family is one. This is what they want. Yaakov Avinu understand. When he recognizes who is Yosef, and recognize how the great unity between Yosef and his brother takes place, he understands every day what he never see. Yosef, every day when the brother understands they make mistake, makes it more and more close to each other. Brings them more close to each other, and in the moment, and this explains to us something unbelievable, bring it to Shabbos table. How is the parsha? Excuse me about my statement. The Torah is television, movie, or something more serious. What does it mean, television, movie? When you watch TV, I don't know if people watch TV in our time, but people watch TV in the old time. Yes, you have a program, you have a movies, what you come to say, no, what's going to happen? Commercial. We continue next week. Correct? And we want to know next week. Look at the parsha, how is it? זה פיין? אולי 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 קאנקו גזר? זה סיטר אוז הטייבל? וויז בין יומי? וואו! גרד, סנזם. אין, זה פיל אפי. זה ווק פיו מי, זה סטאפ איקל ביט, טו רסט, אה, זה שבוכו, תן גאד. זה קנג'י, קנג'י בי, הראי וגן, CIN, FBI, somebody steal, זה בכר. אוב זה אור קינג. כמה, בואו, בואו סטיל. בבינג בק זה מנה. זה פעד בבנייני, קאמבק. קאמבק. אז זה קאמבק, כי זה פלס, זה סטיל סיט, זה מין נבר אפן, לונג טיים אפטר. אין עוד אפן, יוסף סי, מה נאמר, מה נדבר, מה נצטדק, האלוקים מצא את אבון עבדיך, גם אנחנו, גם השבר ידוע גביה, נהיה לך לעבדים. אומר יוסף, לא, לא, האיש אשר נמצא אצלו הגביה, זה פרסון, in his back, בקבן זה גביה, ובאחר, הוא יהיה לי לעבד, ואתם עלו בשלום לאביכם. וואו, עוד קודם תואב לנה. שבוע הבא, שבוע הבא, אני תואב, אתה תלנק שבס, לא? וואי, זה תורה נבר. And no more, not this. If you're like in a Zin Shabbat, end of the parsha. After Yosef said, okay, you can go, he stays with me. What does the Torah say? Samech, Samech, Samech. Do you know what it means, Samech? In the end of the parsha? Parsha, Stuma. Stuma is me, it's not related to the next week. Many times you see, Pei, Pei is parsha, Ptucha. What are related to each other? Parsha, Stuma. What does it mean? We're in the middle of the... people can't go... get out of that, you don't know what's going to happen. Next week, Vapsha. Ilay Plani. From Yosef's perspective, when the brother arrived back to the palace in Egypt, before they start to say one word, you know, thank God. Now, me one with my brother. And soon, soon it's possible, I'm going to tell them I'm Yosef. How he knows this? Because first time, what the brother do? The rit, the shems. Vayikriu simlotam. Vayikriu simlotam. Zeme kriya. In the beginning, when he say, nine go and one stay, what the brother say? Aval ha-shemim anachnu, alachinu. It's our fault when he scream, we never help them. Yosef understand every word what they say. But, they never do anything. They come to the hotel, they find the money, mazot asay lakin lanu. They understand this also relate to what they do over 20 years ago to Yosef. First time, when they do something, when all of them stay in front of them, and this was also the plan of Yosef in genius way, and every one of them, the suit, the shirt, is ripped, kriya. We cannot lose this. Yosef said, wow. This is a relationship with them, with Binyamin. Now I can give them the receipt. I'm Yosef. If you care about my brother, I am Yosef. We one brother, one family. This is Yosef. This is what you, from this reason, from the aspect of Yosef, the story is end, end of weekends. We have something practically, what Yosef need to do, it's happening beginning of Baigash, how he told them I am Yosef. This is what Chazal Kana teaches. This is what we see here. Yaakov Avinu say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 40 years, 50, I don't care how many. If the family will come to Gaza, this is what they want. Yosef Yoshik Yadua Lelecha. Every time the people have question, and good question, and serious question, and we don't get any answer, look about Yosef and his brothers. Look about Yosef and his father. Retroactively, the brothers understand every minute, every day, when they don't see to each other, makes them more close to each other. It's not the good time start from now, and the past was bad. This was build the deep keshe and care one to each other for good forever. And to make this completely clear, 17 years Yosef stay in Egypt. 17 years with his father. He never talked to him personally one time. Chazal said. All the time he go to his father, or he take children, or he take somebody else. Why? Because he don't want. Yaakov will ask him, my dear Yosef, tell me, what happened to you in the last 20 years? How you come to Egypt? He don't want his father asking this question. And Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu, don't, never know, the brother said Yosef. After he sees unity, no, now we can't say this stuff. No, no. It's not necessary. If it's not necessary, I cannot say this to my father. I can keep myself, and my father never asked me this question, I never walk with him on myself. Unbelievable. Look who was Yosef. And this is what Yosef said when he said to his brother, Ani Yosef Achichem, Asher Mechartem Oti. In the time when you tell me I'm still Yosef Achichem, I never miss the Achba, the Orachaim HaKadosh say, between you and me, between me to you. This is Yosef. This is Yosef. Any question is good. But if you don't have any answer, you need to turn and face. Yosef, Yeshit, Yado, Alemecha. When sometimes the eyes is closed, what does it mean the eyes is closed? It's dark. It's not so easy. We don't know how we can go out of this situation, other situation not so clear. Never give up. You will find the end of yourself, the end of Yosef on your eyes. This will come to you for answer. The answer. Ama olchim b'choshech. Iru or gadol. Ama olchim b'choshech. It's dark. We cannot walk. Iru or gadol. If you understand that darkness is also part of the process, you catch the light in the end of the dark. Hanukkah. We light 36 candles. Chazal tells us the 36 candles is from day one of Hanukkah until Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We have 36 days. Bli Hashemesh. 36 from Kaf'ei B'Kislev until Rosh Chodesh Shvat is until Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We have after Kislev, we have Tevet. Is from Kaf'ei B'Kislev until Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we have 36 days. All months of Tevet and other 5 days, 6 is 36 days. Why? Because immediately after Hanukkah, what's going to happen? Yud Betevet, dark day. Nebuchadnezzar came with his army to Jerusalem and later he destroyed the Mikdash. Tet Betevet, dark day. Ezra Sofer would lead us from Babel. In the mission, what he elevate us, die in the middle of his mission. Chet Betevet, dark day. Talma Yamelech asked to translate the Torah to Greek and we cannot translate this exactly. We need to make some changes. Because if you cannot translate the Torah completely in the right way, it's to sue the Torah on the floor. It's not said Torah, it's not original. We have Shloshah Yemei Choshech. How we say in the Slichot of Asara B'Tevet, this coming Thursday, and a week after in Thursday. Okay? It means the days is not with light. What bring light to all the days of Chodesh Tevet? The light of Hanukkah Kleis. The light of the Hanukkah continued in Shvat. Shvat is Aleph Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilanot, or Tubi Shvat, Adam Mishinichnas Adam Arvim Besimcha, Nisan Pesach, Iyah Pesach Sheini, Shavuot in Sivan. This is months with light, with happiness. But Tevet is months with darkness. What brings the light to the days? Hanukkah Kleis. Brings the light to every day what comes after. And this is what Chazal come and what for us to understand. And this is what Chazal say in other way, Pilei, Pilei, Pileim, Daka Achat, Pilei, Pilei, not all the time, to read all the Mekorot. When you look in paragraph 18, Shlomo HaMelech come and say to us, Netzor Bni Mitzvat Avicha. Listen to your father, Ve'al Titosh Torat Imecha, learn from your mom. Kashrem al yibech tamid adem al gogorotecha. Everything what you learn from your parents put on your heart, on your neck. Bi italechecha tamche otcha. When you walk, this will help you to direct you to the right way. B'shochbecha tishmor alecha. When you sleep, this also will protect you. V'akitzotah mitesichecha. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech haim tovechot musar. Kam chazal etzayim paragraph 19. Kiner mitzvah, Tanya, את זה דרש רבי מנחם ברבי יוסי, כנר מצווה ותורה אור. תלה כתוב את המצווה בנר ואת התורה באור. מצווה, why? What represents מצווה is candle. מה נר אינה מגן אלא לפישה? Candle is good for short time, אף מצווה protect for short time. ואת התורה באור, מה אור מגן לעולם? Light protect us for good, אף תורה מגן לעולם. ויתהלך לך, תנחה אותך, וכו' וכו'. אין, חזל say משהו. לאדם שהיה מהלך באישון לילה באפלה. Somebody walk in the forest at the night, ומתיירם מן הקוצים ומן הפרטים ומן הברקלים, and worry maybe fall to one of the pit, one of the places, and it all to help himself or to die. ומחיה רעה מן הליסטים, also he worry from tiger and lions and animals. ולא יודע באיזה דרך מלך, עוד שהוא don't know how to go out from the forest. He don't know. מזדמן לו הבוקה שלו, עושה לו לגיד עם קנגי. ניצל מן הקוצים. Now he can know to see how he walk, not to fall to any bomb, any pit. ומן הברקנים, ועדיין מתארם מחיה רעה, still it's night, he worry from the animals, what walk all the night. ולא יודע איזה דרך מהלך. כיוון שעלה עמוד השחר, new day star, he saw the animals run away, back to the cave, the place where they stay, ניצל מחיה רעה ומן הליסטים. ועדיין אינו יודע באיזה דרך מהלך. הגיע לפרשת דרכים, he came to the crossroad, ניצל מכולם. What is me? What חזל כמה teachers in this משל? נר מצווה, ותורה אורס חנוכה. Hanukkah is ner, the candles, and or the Torah would come back. But the post will continue. V'derech Chaim, Derech Chaim, what is it V'derech Chaim? How we can travel from place to place, and all the time to come to the crossroad and to know what to take the turn, right or left? Tochachot Musar. What is mean Musar in Leshon HaKodesh? It's not only to give Musar. You know what is mean Musar? When you drive horse, and you want to control the horse, what you need to have in your hand? Reins, yes? Moshchot. Mosarot. In Hebrew is Mosarot. In this way we control the horse and he cannot kick us out. Every one of us have horsepower. And what we need is only to drive this, to direct this to the right way. Hanukkah give us the light. Give us the opportunity to take this with us to all the year. And to drive in the right way. Hanukkah is many times. Is special days in the year, no kiddush, no avdala, no seuda. The days integrate to Hanukkah, and Hanukkah integrate to the days naturally. This is Hanukkah. Special light, unique light, what we get one time a year, Hanukkah. When we watch our candles every night, minute, no more minute, more good, or minute minimum, this gives us light. How to direct ourselves in the right way. How to catch every goal. How to know also we have questions. And the dark days arrive after Hanukkah. Whenever we continue to walk. Yosef Yashit Yado Alenecha. Every baby, before he start to talk, and Ima every night put him to the bed to sleep, and he go a little bit, and he say to him, my honey, we go to say Krishna before we go to sleep. He listens to the voice of the name Krishna every night. What he do immediately with his hand? Put off his eyes. But we educate our children from day one. Sometimes when it's dark, yes, we continue. We never worry. Yosef Yashit Yado Alenecha. This is Yosef HaTzadik. He show us how we can cross every situation. Why? Yosef was the first shliach, messenger in the world. What he said to his brothers? Ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem oti al tiru ki lemichia shlachani Elokim. What is mean? Shlachani Elokim. I feel every moment I am shlichus for Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I connect to myself to the Meshaleach, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, I know he watch me. I know behind the scene he stay. I know I never see him, but he look of me. Exactly, it happened to Abraham one moment. Happened to Abraham and Yitzchak. They go walk together to sacrifice Yitzchak. And Yitzchak saying, Abba, I see the fire, I see the wood. What going here? What Ayah said? What Abraham said to him before? Nelchad ko venishtachave venishuva lechem. In Hebrew, it's not right to say Nelchad ko. What we need to say? Nelchad sham. Sham. What is it? So Amor say to us, Ko is 25. In Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we have 25 letters. I don't know. Now, the eyes is closed, it's dark. Nelchad ko is me. Bo venilech. Venireh. Come, you walk and we see. How is the promise of Hashem? Ko yezarecha. Take place. Hashem said to me, Ko yezarecha. Vayitzchak. Now to sacrifice him. Wow, big question. I never worry for question. I know, this time we continue to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Abraham and Yitzchak. When we walk together, it's Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yosef and Yaakov, you know exactly the same. When Yaakov met Yosef, he said, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. It's not the Yirid Kiryat Shema. He won with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this reason, he never moved. In the moment when he recognized Yosef stayed in the same page, also all his life in Egypt, in the difficult time, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Now is Yosef HaTzadik. Now his children come Shvatim. Now he can have what lead us out across any Galut and to see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is what Kodak Kami teaches. Trust me, Shakam to teach us. And what these special days give us to all the year, the Messiah Mishmaya, from the light of the candles, every one of us, we see a lot of light in this coming year, the Briyut, the Bracha, the Messiah Mishmaya, the Kodesh Boch, the Yemale, Kol, Mishalot, the Bein Olam. One more point. The Yosef by all the land of the Egyptian to say to us, the last question that I ask, to teach us, anyway we will come of day Hashem. We can come of day Hashem, chas v'chalila, mitoch yagon ve'anacha, or mitoch ma, sason v'simcha.